Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What is going on, my family? Today, we're going to talk about a very serious subject. Yes, again, I'm at a hotel. I travel often. I want to make sure I at least talk to you, talk to my fans, and talk to those loyal listeners. So thank you so much. But today's important subject will be about capital raising, right? You hear all the time in the media, on podcasts, that you don't need money to get in real estate. That is absolutely true. But the other part of that is money is needed from somebody to get in real estate, whether it's you or not. You don't need it, but money is needed to get it, right? When people say you don't need money, right, you can get deals no money down, right, 0% down. And you can get deals off of sub two. You can get deals zero down, seller financing, you take over the property. There's ways to get it, but that is a lot harder than raising money. So today's topic is going to be all about capital raising. And we're currently capital raising now. And just to make sure I'm transparent here, I have raised capital. I've used capital to get into deals. I've raised roughly, let's say about 100 grand, roughly about 100 grand throughout my 5 to 6 years of investing. And that was hard. I'll be honest, it was hard. It took proof of concept. It took sweat, tears, blood, you name it, help. And it was hard. And, you know, one of my partners now, we're raising for another deal. We're under contract for 13 units. And I see what it truly takes to raise $500,000 to millions of dollars. It takes a lot, especially if you were getting into it. So what do you truly need to know to start raising money, to start raising thousands from family, friends, and even strangers? Number one, you have to know what you're doing, right? You just can't be raising money. You don't know about the deal. You don't know any details. You don't know who's in the deal. You have to know about real estate. You just can't be some random person who has a network and tells people that, hey, you have some money, go through me and I'll help you make more money, right? Can it happen? Absolutely. Do I recommend it? Absolutely not. Because when things go bad, your name is on it. They're going to go to you and then lawsuits will happen. I know plenty of people who are currently suing. I know people who've sued. And, you know, whenever you have money and whenever you lose someone else's money, you're more likely to get sued. And it's just the name of the game. It's part of real estate. It's a part of, you know, it's a part of investing, right? You don't need to invest in real estate to get sued. There's plenty of people who do it. But the way you avoid being sued, the way you avoid bad relationships is knowing what you're talking about, knowing what you're asking people to put their money, their hard-earned money in, right? And that means knowing the GP team, knowing who they are, what they're about, their integrity, You can't just know them for a couple minutes and think that, everything's gonna go good because you have a good feeling. There's no such there. Yeah, don't no. Don't trust your feeling off of knowing someone for a month, right? You wouldn't date somebody, you wouldn't marry somebody that you've known for a couple hours or a month or even 2 months, right? How that is very rare. So make sure whenever you are raising money, and whether it's for your own deal or for someone else's deal, you have to know what you're raising money for. You need to know the details. You have to answer the tough questions, right? And if you don't have the answers to the tough questions, you need to know how to get the answers to the tough questions, because not everyone is going to know 100% about everything. But you sure as hell better know at least 90%. Because if I'm going to put in 50 grand from somebody, which some of these deals require a minimum of 50 grand, you sure as hell better know majority of the questions that I have to ask. So number one, know what you're investing in. Number two, make sure you build credibility, right? So credibility comes from not only knowing the deal, but what have you done? What have you shown? What have you talked about? What are you producing in the world to make people believe you, to make people want to put their money into you? What have you done and what are you currently doing to show people that you're credible, to show people that they can trust what you have to say, to make people listen to you? That's hard. I have people listening to me now, and it took forever, right? The first year doing a podcast, it built some traction. The first year doing real estate, yeah, it built some traction. But just because I did it once or for a little bit, what is it? What do I have to prove? Why should you listen to me? Now I'm going on, it started in 2020. Now I'm going on year six, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025. Yeah, year six. And I've proven myself. I didn't prove myself to be perfect. There's plenty of opportunities that I had to, sharpen my axe. Shout out to Nico Salgado. I'm doing a flip and I'm learning a lot. It's not like I'm doing perfect, but I've proven that I have integrity. I've proven that I'm transparent. I have proven that, if you were to work with me, you're going to have the best communication. If you are to work with me, you're going to know what's going on almost all facets of the deal. If you are to work with me, you're going to know that the people that I have in my corner, my resources that I have are credible and reliable, and I always have a backup if, the black swan event happens. And I couldn't say that not too long ago. It took time. So you need to figure out how to build credibility, whether that's being a thought leader, building a podcast, or that is, having a website, posting a blog once a week, once a month. But you have to show some kind of consistency showing that you were in this, right? You can't show up once every 4 months, because why would people trust you? Why would people want to, trust you and trust you for something they don't even know if you do full time or not? It's not saying that I do it full time, but I'm doing this every single day. This is what I'm passionate about, and I tell the world I'm passionate about it, right? I hear and see all these videos, these posts, listen to people talking about, you gotta be silent, you can't see my next move. Why, right? I'm not gonna tell you the details. I can tell you that I'm looking to build a house, build multifamily. You don't know where. It's not like I have to give you every single detail of my life and what my plans are, but just because I tell you that I want to build in Florida, and right, so who cares that now people know that I want to build in Florida. Now the people who want to also build in Florida or be a part of it, they know who to go to because I'm that person, right? So what are you doing to build credibility? What are you doing to tell the world that you're in this for the long haul? You're just not someone passing by, temporary doing this for, a get rich quick scheme, right? It's not 2020, 2021, 2022 anymore, right? No one can just get a deal and make magic happen. Interest rates are not at 2 to 3%. Deals are harder to come by now. So build your credibility. Don't just be here when we're in the highs. Don't just be here when everything is easy. You have to be here through the thick and the thin. When people in the news are talking about Oh, real estate's bad. Inventory's up. People aren't building. Interest rates are so high. People can't afford a home. You have to still be in it. You just need to understand what it takes to stay in here for the long haul. You need to understand what it takes to make a deal happen. You also need to understand that you're not going to be perfect. Bad things will happen. But if you were broadcasting your experiences and what you're seeing to the world, people are going to respect that. If you can fail in public, that is huge. If you can win in public, that is huge because you're going to have haters. That's just a part of it. But haters are going to turn into your fans, your biggest fans, if you do it long enough, right? Because we're not in it for the haters. We're not in it for others. We're in it for ourselves. We're in it for ourselves. And for ourselves, we should want to win, and we should want others to win. Even if they don't want us to win, we should want everyone else to win. Because the way that they are doing their life, that's how they do their life. All that we can provide is what we believe in, what we value, what we trust, what we're passionate about. So whenever you're building credibility, how are you doing it? And I say that usually the best way to build credibility is being a thought leader and showing the world that you're in this and you're in it for the long haul. And you're not just some temporary guy doing it for a little bit and stopping. Because once you do that, you lose so much credibility because people start to think that, oh, he's going to be done with that in, a couple months. Just watch it pass by. No, be consistent. Daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it is, make sure it is consistent on a frequent basis. So that's how you build, because once you're credible, people will start reaching out to you and asking you questions and asking your advice and asking a way to begin in, or maybe they want to be passive and give you money. Number three, it takes tenacity, right? Build your list of people who want to invest. Raising capital is hard. It is not easy. And what does it truly take? We're raising lots of money right now in whatever we're doing, right? I have a full-time job. All of us have a full-time job. And sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm not going as hard as some people on the team. And at the end of the day, we have all of our duties. But I knew that being a long-term capital raiser isn't for me, right? Like some people do it full-time. It's not for me because you're literally build a list of 200 to 300 to 400 people. And you have to figure out a way to talk to every single one of them. Call, text, Zoom, Google Meet. However you get in contact with them, you have to tell them all you have a deal. You have to go to all your groups and tell them to have a deal. There's 365 days in the year. And if you have a contact list of 400 to 500 people, that means doubling up on some days. That means multiple calls a day. And if you have a 9 to 5, where are you going to fit that in? You're going to fit that in early mornings, late nights. If you work two jobs, you have to figure out in, during your lunch break, you have to text, answer questions. And then the people who are interested are going to have more questions, vet the team. All of that while you're still trying to work with legal, set up the bank account, talk to the accountant, figure out K-1s, figure out a way for people to invest. So when it comes to capital raising, there is a lot more that goes into it, and it takes hard work. Then on top of that, you have a time frame, right? If you get under contract and your money goes hard 10 days, 25 days, first, it doesn't matter. Whenever the money goes hard, you will lose that money if you don't raise enough capital, if you cannot close. You have to raise this capital in order to close a deal. So how are you going to do that? You have to reach out to hundreds of people, hundreds of people. Whenever you're winning deals, right? You don't get a deal after the first offer, right? You have to make 100 offers to get one accepted, right? Same thing with capital raising. You have to reach out to so many people to raise 5% of what you need, right? So you have to reach out to even more than you think. If you don't think you have a contact, that is an issue. If you don't think anyone can give you money, that is an issue. You need to start building the relationship yesterday, a year ago. Build these slow and growing relationships because that is what's going to help you receive money in order to get a deal done. And yes, it's partly selfish because you need money to get your deal so you can build your reputation, but they will invest if you have their best interest, if you have their best interest in mind, right? Because they are looking for a specific return. And there's levels to people, there's levels to investors that you need to realize, right? There's the more experienced people who know exactly what to look at, who know exactly what the returns, who know exactly what the returns wants to be. So you need to take note of that. Don't reach out to someone if they say, hey, I have, if they say they're focused on, townhomes and Nantucket, right? You can't reach out to them. You might be able to let them know once you close the deal or by an email that you're reaching out that, you're doing XYZ, you're doing this deal or you just closed. Let them know what you got going on because they may change your mind. But make sure you're reaching out to the right clients as well, the right investors as well, because time we can't get back. A second just passed. I can't get that second back, and I'm a second older. So you have to understand that when you are capital raising, it is a job. It is a job. It's another job, especially for that next 30 to 90 days. You have to figure out how to cram in as much people to contact, as many people to set meetings up with, and realize that once you have one investor, they are investors for life. For life. They might not invest in the next deal, but they'll always be looking at what you're doing and how you're making other people money because they'll remember how they made you money. And remember, once people get in a deal with you, do everything you can to not lose money. Do everything you can to not build stress and do everything you can to make the return that you expected, right? Don't overpromise. Do never overpromise because that builds bad relationships. But whenever you're capital raising, you need to understand that. Be realistic, have great explanations of how you come to the numbers, and realize it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be well worth it, though. The hard work will always be worth it. So, out of this episode, I really want you to understand that capital raising is the way you use OPM, other people's money. You have to ask for it. People don't know unless you ask. You need to build credibility. You have to have tenacity. You have to grit and understand that it's going to be stressful when you're raising money. It's going to be stressful when you have a deal. And I highly recommend you need to start, you need to have investors now before you even have a deal. Let them know this is what I'm doing. I'm in real estate. I'm looking for XYZ. And if you're ever interested, let me know. Or hey, if I ever have a deal, would you be interested into investing with me? What would it take for you to give money? Where are you putting your money now? How do you invest? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let people know what you're doing and how you can help people. Provide value. Provide value consistently. Frequently, and that's how you're able to get OPM and capital raising. Capital raising is not easy, but it can be done and it can be done by you. Please like and subscribe if you enjoy these podcasts. Thank you so much. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.